what's on that wing? You got Dillard, you got Payless, you got, I think, Foot Locker, Finish Line. You got one of them down there.
In Northwoods?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, no, I don't go that often. Because last time I've been to the mall with my, the tux of my cousin's wedding, which is Ms. Wells.
You ain't go to Charlie O's in the mall? You know Charlie O's got a store open in the mall, man.
Yeah. I don't go to that mall, bro.
You need to start going to that mall because Charlie O's in the mall.
Is this a paid advertisement for Charlie O?
It's an unpaid advertisement for Charlie O. Yes, we are recording.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Oh, wrong show. Good morning. Evening or afternoon? You're listening to Discussions on Distraction Network. I'm your host, Holiday. And you heard the two voices. I know some of y'all disappointed that D isn't here. But we're going to try and bring someone else in to take his place for the night. What's your name?
This is a man called Taz, the international lover.
He fucked up already. He fucked up with the name. So we're not going to be able to replace D.
Dude, you're ridiculous. You are absolutely ridiculous.
Who else we got here? Dre.
Yo, what's good, man?
And Tez is going to tell us what a man called Tez, you got to say the whole thing or it don't count, is going to discuss and give us our discussion for the night.
Our discussion for the night is Jason Mitchell. And what the fuck?
Who that is?
If y'all don't know who that is, somehow, that's the cat that played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton!
And most recently, he's playing on The Shy, even though I haven't watched that, though. And
The Shy as in Shy People? Like
like Shy Town.
Okay.
C-H-I, The Shy.
Like Shy Rack.
Yeah, which I haven't seen.
It's a really good show.
You haven't seen Shy Rack? Or you haven't seen The Shy?
I haven't seen The Shy. I haven't seen either, but I've been trying to see Shy Rack and just never got to it.
Boy, you need to see that. That's the best rapper Nick Cannon ever did.
Why, man? Why Nick Cannon? Nick all right, man.
Nick all right. He all right.
Nick down. Nick ain't never bothered nobody.
So what this guy did do? What's his name again?
Jason Mitchell.
All right, what did he do?
He got dropped from The Shy, an upcoming movie on Netflix called Desperados, because of inappropriate behavior. It's been about a week now, and apparently it's between he and his co-star, Tiffany Brooks, I believe her name is. She plays. I don't know what the situation is now, because this has been a long time coming. Her role was his girlfriend on the show, and apparently there's been some sexual harassment accusations. There's some sexual harassment accusations coming from her towards him, and some other complaints about him.
So more than sexual harassment.
No, well, other people complaining about his...
Oh, so other people complaining.
You know, I think you might be right in that regard. Because they never said what the other women were complaining about.
Okay.
I just assumed it was the same thing.
Yeah, it kind of sounds bad the way they hushed it real quick.
Yeah, because Hollywood can't wait to tell your business.
Yeah. But, what's up, man?
No. I'm listening. I do know that the accusations have followed him... for at least two different projects that he's been on. So,
well, you know what I noticed though in my research for this, because I like to be prepared for everything.
Oh, well, that's different because that's we don't three. At all.
What I noticed, apparently the story is when Tiffany Brooks, the sister, complained about him, they kind of swept it under the rug and they were ready to let her walk from the show
because he was the star, huh?
I guess, but there's Anna Knapp, I think her name was. I think that was a chick from them that three movies where the girls keep singing other people's songs. It's a movie. And it was, this other girl, she was, I forget what she was, but I noticed when the white girls started complaining, furniture started getting moved.
Yeah, but that didn't surprise
that's
you, did
all
it?
The time when, yeah.
Yeah, that shouldn't have surprised you. It's just...
If you ever want justice for anything, you need some white people to be in trouble.
Everybody else in trouble is good.
Yeah.
And just walk it off.
or at least victimized or offended on some level, and then there's a call to action.
And then you let them know that you're race baiting.
I hate that term. You know what?
This is reverse racism. It's just
that's a funny term. You know what?
Calling you out.
Because that, if a white person ever says that to you, you need to tell them that you are, what you're doing right now is acknowledging that white people hold a monopoly on regular racism. If I can only ever be a reverse racist.
I don't know if that made sense to me, man.
No, I get it because if you accuse me of reverse racism, then on some level you're absolutely acknowledging, number one, that racism does exist, mm-hmm. and it exists where I am normally the victim.
Right. You assume that it's a one-way street.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so it's just, you know, it's a converse truth. So if you say one, conversely, you believe the other.
Yeah. Dre said to make things that we say sound smarter.
That makes sense.
Whatever, man.
But I hate the term race baiting, though, because what I notice is...
I don't know that I've ever heard that term before.
Really?
5 minutes ago, yeah. Mm.
All the time. It's like the most random-ass conversation, too.
So is that taking the place of, like, the race card? People say race baiting
it's
now?
It's along those terms. Okay. It's basically like... All right, I'll give you an example a week back. I had a reading...
You say give him an example because you got a week back?
That is not what he said.
Okay, in some universe, that's what I said. All right, in some universe. But basically, somebody was talking about the Avengers, the Endgame. Now, Robert Downey Jr. should have got an Oscar, or at least get considered for one, for his role. And this person said that he shouldn't, just like how Black Panther shouldn't have got nominated for Best Picture. And right. As always, my reply is, you just can't wait to bring up Black Panther, could you? And right, they were like, what are you talking about? I was like, well, first of all, Black Panther had nothing to do with the conversation. You just brought it up and talked down on it.
Right.
And it's Best Picture versus Best Actor. That's two different criteria. A more apt comparison would have been Heath Ledger winning the Oscar for The Joker in The Dark Knight. It's supporting actor. But the criteria is the same. Acting. That's why actors, unless the actor was a filmmaker in the movie, you wouldn't give the actor the Best Picture Oscar.
Right.
The producer is the actor is just an asset that the producer gathered. And somebody was like, oh, you're just race baiting. And I pointed out, you're just saying that shit because you don't know how to respond to what I just said.
Yeah.
It's a deflection. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy, though.
So they try to get you off your point. Yeah. Like, that's how they argue. They try to get you off your point.
Yeah,
so then they can slide in there and try to make their point.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, me and Pat, shout out to Pat, we talk about that.
Debating 101.
Dre do that all the time.
Smoking mirrors.
Yeah, and I always call it out. What it is, I call it out and move on, like, continue making my point. And that's usually the end of the argument.
So have any, because I haven't read a lot on Jason Mitchell, have any of the articles or anything that you've seen said who actually, in terms of the Shy, said who made that decision? Because I know that Common is one of the EPs on that show.
Okay, if there is an Illuminati, apparently that shit came from them because they make no name. There's no name mentioned as far as who called the shot on getting rid of this dude. It was just the white girl said something, finally, get rid of him.
Yeah, that sounds very hush-hush.
But you know what? That's been the trend lately. So, like, some stuff, like the whole Me Too movement, like, some stuff, it just comes out full-blown. An individual makes an accusation, and we get all the details. But typically, when it's tied to someone's job and the job responds.
Right.
So, because it was the same thing that happened with your boy Columbus Short when
Columbus Short. That stomped the yard, didn't he?
Yeah, that dude, but not that show. He got fired from, Olivia Pope. Scandal. Yeah, I couldn't think of the name of it.
Oh, yeah.
He got fired from Scandal. And we never really got, like, the real deal, legit details. Like, we knew kind of because he had been arrested. So that's a matter of public record. He had been arrested for, like, beating up his wife or girlfriend or whatever. So we kind of just assumed that that's what it was. But, like, ABC, Scandal, they never, you know, confirmed or denied why they let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of it is just contractual. Like, I feel like they can't. Maybe,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Either way, like, they just can't speak on it. But, you know, we can kind of deduce. So, yeah. It's unfortunate,
Hollywood
though. And I just
NDA
think.
NDA so serious.
You think what?
I said Hollywood takes NDA so serious.
NDA.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's real deal. That's, yeah. You don't play around with that.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, I can't understand, and I don't know if this dude is guilty or innocent of what he's been accused of, but anybody who's going around, you know, making comments or doing things in this day and age, like, they're just ridiculous, right? Like, you got to know that, right? Nowadays, that'll get you out the door, mm-hmm. immediate LY.
What I don't understand, though, is why is it that the response is so final in a case? Like, right now, it's an accusation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that women should be taken seriously when they make accusations. I never believed in the whole these women should be believed thing. Like, I believe you're being serious about your accusation, but it's an accusation at this point. We need to investigate this.
Right.
All right. My question is, why would you just dismiss anybody off the show completely when it's a TV show? You can always write somebody back on.
Because we go back to these NDAs. So there's a lot that's going on that we don't know about.
That's true, too.
But they know about. I didn't know, like, but lately, listening to a lot of people over in Hollywood right now, there's a lot of stuff that goes down that they cannot talk about at all. They might well have secret clearances. Yeah. So it's stuff they just can't talk about until it drops.
What sucks, what sucks because that means you never really fix the issue if you don't talk about it.
Yeah. So the same thing happens in government. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff that happens behind closed doors that would never really fully get resolved because of all the clearances and everything that's involved.
Yeah,
you might just see somebody very high in power lose a job one day, or resign all of a sudden, and then it'll be 10 years later and you find out what happened.
But you know what I read? I don't know. Do you guys know who Jamie Foster Brown is? She's a reporter. I guess you could call her a gossip columnist. Like, before there was a Wendy Williams, there was Jamie Foster Brown. And she used to have this magazine back in the day called Sister to Sister. And she said something. I heard her say something years ago.
I remember Sister to Sister, yeah.
Yeah, I heard her say something years ago that I thought was pretty interesting. She said that there really aren't any secrets in Hollywood. She was like, in Hollywood, everybody knows everybody's business. She's like, we absolutely know who's DL. We know who's doing this. We know who's doing that. We know. She was like, we know all the secrets. She said, but there's just some things that we don't talk about. That we don't. There's this unspoken rule that we just don't report and talk about certain things. It's not that we don't know. We absolutely know, but we just don't talk about it. And so I think there's a lot of that.
That's why everybody was mad at Wendy Williams when she first came out.
Yeah.
And was it? I think it was before even Charlamagne came along.
Yeah.
Because she was telling all of that.
Yeah. Wendy Williams is like, she's the equivalent of that drug dealer who'll shoot up your grandmama's house. Like, there's rules to engagement, right? We don't shoot up Big Mama's house.
Yeah. Right.
Wendy Williams would be that drug dealer who would shoot up your Big Mama's house.
Yeah.
Like, she just came and she just took the lid off the pot and was just reckless with it. And you're right. That's why, especially in hip hop culture, that's why nobody can stand her.
Yeah.
You know who tells a lot, though, I notice in Hollywood? Powerful comedians. I remember before the Harvey Weinstein shit came out, I remember your boy who made Family Guy.
Seth Rogen?
Seth MacFarlane.
MacFarlane. Yeah, I get him mixed up.
It was like some award show he was at, and he made an offhand comment about, now these women don't have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein anymore.
because that's a life lesson. You can present anything under the guise of humor.
Yeah,
anything at all. So you're absolutely right.
That's how Bill Cosby got caught up.
Yeah. Remember Cat Williams when he was at the height of his power? He was he talked about what's your boy from the Parkers, Professor Ogilvy? What was his name?
Professor Ogilvy.
Yeah, he caught Oglesby? Him off of being gay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The problem is he kept doing it after he really got on. It's like, bro, you can't do that no more.
Yeah.
I mean, because think about it, Black Hollywood ain't like white Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, what really happened was Cat Williams got beat up by a little boy. And then he had to shut the fuck up.
That little boy's strong, though, because he took that jab like it was like a champ.
Cat Williams said, psh.
I was like, okay. Hey, little man got one.
Something similar.
So do we think he'll come back? Do we think
Cat?
No, nobody cares about Cat Williams. Damn. Jason Mitchell.
I don't think he is.
You don't think he can recover?
No.
Has Columbus Short recovered?
No. I haven't seen him on anything.
What about your boy from Birth of a Nation? He never recovered.
The Nation's pregnant?
Oh, I forgot. What was the thing on him? I forgot what the thing was. I remember there was a thing.
He was him and his homeboy. They was on a wrestling team in Oklahoma, like University of Oklahoma. And they was accused. I don't know if it was sexual assault or straight up rape. They got accused, but they beat the case, though.
Mm.
And when he came up with Birth of a Nation, they brought it back up. That's the one thing I don't like about that. Why is it always brought up when the person is about to do something?
Well, because I mean, the media has to tell the public what to believe.
No, I'm saying like the accusations, like
because like, the media has to drive the narrative. They have to tell you what to think of a person. That's what American media does.
Right, but okay, I understand. Like if the accusation was already out there.
Right.
Right. So let's say actor A did something right 10 years ago, and then actor A is about to get some type of award or something like that. The girl he did it to back then, now she decides to speak up.
Right, because like, now he's relevant. Now there's an audience. If he's just nameless, faceless Joe Blow, who cares?
All you can think of for this point, if you're trying to get over something, like let's say somebody raped you in your booty, right?
Okay, I pause. Okay, that, never, this is a different example.
And now, very quickly. So you're trying to get over it.
I hope he knows I'm not answering that question.
All right, so let's just say someone gets assaulted.
Right.
You see how it's hard for you to even think about it, but just say someone got assaulted. Yeah. Someone random person gets assaulted, and at that time it's a nobody. Right. So they're going through therapy. They do their rape kit, whatever like that. They're going through their therapy, trying to get over it, and then that guy, all of a sudden is on TV in the face of something.
Right.
And you see it. I mean, that person sees it. It's a relapse. And every time they see that person, it's like, a relapse. And because it's something, you can't get over something when you can't get that person out of your vision because they're now famous.
And so, that's one scenario. Another scenario is... Sense, yeah, and that does make sense. That's one scenario. Another scenario is, you know, somebody harms you. You spend whatever amount of time you have to spend to get over it and make your peace with that thing. And now here they are living their best life. How dare you be happy and successful after you did this thing to me? Mm-hmm. Let me destroy what you got going on the way you destroyed me.
Yeah,
right. I think I come from it from a mindset of this shit had to be dealt with as soon as possible.
Yeah, and coming from a person that knows a lot of rape victims, sometimes it can't.
That's true.
Like, yeah. That's why I think rapists, they should get, that should be a life sentence. Because you're basically taking someone's life away from them.
True. Okay, I guess I'm coming from a male perspective. Like, if a dude...
Yeah, you're acting like a dick right now.
Like, if I get beat up, my first thought is, okay, as soon as I get my shit together, I'm going to go see this dude again.
But, you know, here's the thing, though. Like when you've been victimized...
You know what I'm saying?
When you've been victimized, like, you have the right to deal with that however you need to deal with it, and in your own time.
Right.
Like, that's at least the one thing that you have a right to, because, you know, nobody can tell you when to deal with it. If the other person was concerned about how the story was told, when the story was told, they should have behaved better. Yeah. You know what I mean? But once you impose that on me, I get to deal with that however and whenever I choose.
I think rape and child molestation, they shouldn't have a statute of limitations on it.
Oh, no. I can't believe they do, actually.
Especially child molestation.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Nasty motherfucker.
So, y'all heard about that. Hold on, let me open it back up. There is a... I want to call him a televangelist, but he owns a pyramid scheme. His name is Tony Robbins. You know who Tony Robbins is?
White dude, right?
Of course.
Yeah, white dude. So I don't know people by name, but yeah.
Tony Robbins isn't a televangelist, though. Tony Robbins is just like a motivational speaker.
He's like a life coach or something like that.
Yeah.
They all.
But he was a life coach long before we ever even coined the phrase life coach.
Yep.
Like he's been doing this for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in trouble now, too.
Not Tony Robbins. Oh, like, God, no.
It's 9 women that done came forward right now. As of
and Tony Robbins is the giant, right? Like, he's the dude that's like 6'9".
Yeah, he's like 6'7". He lost like 500 pounds or something.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Let me rephrase it. He was over 500 pounds and lost all that weight.
Oh, God damn, Tony Robbins.
But it was like they were showing all the videos of him screaming at women and stuff and blaming them. Like, one woman came up to him and said her husband beats her, and then he called her a punching bag and started talking, basically yelling at her. Looks like you're talking shit to her. And then basically she was like, yeah, it helped me get over my husband.
Hold on,
so
what are you talking about? Running back. So Tony Robbins was yelling at her that she's a punching bag.
Yeah.
Call her so stupid. Was this a form of therapy?
Called her a stupid bitch.
Was this a form of therapy?
In the therapy, yeah. Oh, he did it on stage.
Okay.
He called her a stupid bitch.
I mean, well. But it's for everybody to see, right? On stage? Was it on camera?
It was on camera, but they say he was also doing stuff like
did he mean for it to be on camera?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels like he was just on the clock and tried something new.
He had allegations of his secretaries. He'll force them to dictate him in the shower.
That's in that from.
and then he'll step out the shower and try to get some sex out of him. And then whether they it or don't do it, he'll fire him anyway.
Wait, you mean actually dictate as in I speaking you right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I've never heard the word dictate used as a verb before. So yeah. In my mind, I was trying to make it something filthy, yeah. But I was like,
he's actually
talking about dictation.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he actually said, like, he tried to have sex with him afterwards that I realized he was talking about different things. That's America's fault. That's America's fault, man.
I don't know that anybody's ever used that word like that before.
Oh,
that's America's fault that an actual innocuous word is now a sexual thing to everybody's mind.
Yeah, so.
But some of that was context, though. Like the way he presented it.
Yeah, right. He was kind of leading us down that path a little bit.
Yeah, so he would actually make her dictate him in the shower. And I was like, oh, no, you mean real dictation. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
so is it officially fuck Tony Robbins now?
They did ask if he was canceled, but I mean he should be.
Well, I mean, was he ever actually started to get canceled?
I mean, he owns a pyramid scheme. So.
When I talk about canceled, well,
lots of people in America own pyramid schemes. Like, I don't think that's illegal. Well, like, whether or not they call them a pyramid scheme is something, but tons of people own pyramid schemes.
What I'm saying is, it's something like that. It's you're not gonna get canceled from it. Like, he has his own following anyway.
Yeah, so like what he'll say don't matter.
He'll be okay. So, yeah.
Did you hear about that preacher that made those chicks suck his dick? Saying his
there's sperm is so many dope. Preachers that's out here making people suck their dick.
Like, all my thing, like, what the fuck? Like, where was this in the Bible?
Preaching you can preach without the Bible and still have people to follow you.
Preachers need head too.
It's you know.
Was that what, like the book of Cunnilingus?
As long as they ain't out here Eddie Long. Yeah,
my brother said something last week that was so profound. We were talking about something and he said, it's easy to swallow the lies when your heart is hungry. And there's a lot of people out here with hungry hearts. Like, it's that simple. So they believe whatever is being told. And if you get somebody who's charismatic enough and fills whatever emptiness or whatever void they have, they consume anything and they go along with it, which is terribly sad. But it's nothing new. Like it may be new about the certain people that are using those kind of tactics, but it's the same tactic that has allowed pimps to get hoes for the past 100 years. Like, they prey on a certain type of woman and they fill that void. And so now that principle is just being applied in other arenas.
Same way R. Kelly got him some 12s.
Listen, man, the way that every man in my family has told me that they got into pimping, that's a joke, actually. I'm gonna start. but I get what you're saying in that regard. My question is, what's going on in America that everybody's heart is that hungry?
Now, that's a good question.
Capitalism.
All right.
I mean, I'm not against capitalism, but that's basically what's going on. So I am against whatever we're doing right now, because now this is a business-led country.
Mm-hmm.
So their job is to starve us and keep us starving. That's what businesses do, keep you wanting stuff. So in order to keep you wanting stuff, you need to be starving. You need to need it. It's the, what's they call it? What do they call it? In economics, they say it is when you have a certain amount of product.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
Your whole
life is in supply and demand.
And that's not anything that's haphazard. Like, nobody sits back and they don't wait on that shift. Like, you create supply and demand.
Right.
You create that environment.
It's kind of crazy because I've been watching this series of movies on Amazon Prime. Shout out to Amazon Prime. Cause all my old nerd shows I used to watch back in the day that I can't find, these apparently were all on Amazon Prime this whole time.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos will pay you some money.
Shit, I don't say no.
Actually, if I pump that Audible commercial, we'll start making money off of Jeff Bezos.
Right. But I was watching a series called Atlas Shrugged because I was reading up on some of Ayn Rand. And you know who that is?
Mm-mm, I don't.
Basically, she's like a philosopher slash writer from the early 20th century. She writes a lot about self-determinism. And in the book she wrote that ended up becoming the movies, there's this phrase called "Who is John Galt?" John Galt is apparently this dude that said "fuck it." He just left society because he was like an ultra capitalist.
My wife said that last night. She's like, "Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it."
I don't think he's gonna say.
No, I was telling you, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just let the moment pass.
Fuck it. But it was weird because basically the company he was working for, like the economy was real fucked up in the story, and the company he was working for, they was gonna pay people based on need, not skill or what have you.
Right.
And he just took off, and the whole story is like that. The story is kind of weird because it gets kind of preaching about capitalism.
Right.
But the whole point is like capitalism, the engine of capitalism is its people.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my question is like democracy, the engine of democracy is its people. My question is, why don't we have better people?
Because people are raised by the village. And I got one question that we got to go on break. If Atlas shrugs, will he drop the planet?
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook, at DistractNet. On Twitter, at Distract_net. On our website, www.distractionnetwork.com. Or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
Back.
All right, Emma.
Yeah, I need to do that real quick.
I'm happy for you.
But if Atlas Shrugged, would he drop the planet? No. So your question before we left off was really, why do we make shitty people? Yeah. Or what?
Yeah, why don't we? If our two basic ideologies as a country is democracy and capitalism, right? And like I said, the engine of both those ideologies is the people. So why don't
we have better people? So that's an oxymoron. So democracy is what?
Pretty much when the citizens.
That's when the citizens run the country. Not run the country, but democracy is when citizens get together and vote on the direction of the country, right?
No, I think democracy is how we do it. Republic is when the citizens run the system.
Okay. So, but then capitalism, that's when businesses.
I don't think.
That's the power of money, right?
I think that's
the power of capital.
I think that's oversimplification of it.
Yeah. So, but I don't know. But it seems like you can't have capital running and then also be in the best interest of the people of a state.
It just won't work.
It doesn't really work. You have to really try at it, and we don't.
Because they're false ideologies at the end of the day.
Like, and half the people here don't even care about.
Capitalism is incomplete. I think the problem with socialism and capitalism that they're both two halves of the same coin, basically. Once two sides of the same coin. I said that all the way wrong. because basically, if you combine them, that's how the world worked for the longest time. Everyone worked, but everybody shared. That was it. The whole society gained, not just Joe Blow. The whole society would gain because think about it. The soldier doesn't need a farm. The soldier gets fed because he protects the farmer, right? The farmer gets healed because he grows the healer's herbs, so on and so forth. That's just how that used to work. But somewhere along the line, somebody decided, fuck that. I got a worse idea, and I'm going to make it happen.
I mean, in capitalism, you hijack everything. Like, someone got on me the other week because I started posting about weed, right? Because the weed that we smoke, I say we, like I smoke weed. But collectively, the weed that we smoke now is not the same weed that they banned from America because too many brown and black people were selling it in the, 1930s or what, so whatever?
Yeah. The Negro jazz musicians?
Yeah, so basically they did a pseudo ban on marijuana where they went through and brush burnt it all, and then you only could sell weed. In all 50 states, you can only sell weed if you already have a product and it's approved by the state that you're in. But in order to get approved by the state that you're in, you had to take your sample to the state house to get a stamp.
Right.
But if you take your weed to the state house to get a stamp,
you'll get arrested probably.
They're going to arrest you because they're going to say, how did you grow up without a stamp? So
Cat 22.
And while they're doing that, and while they're weeding that, while the brown people not able to sell weed, they get these stamps to the white people and start letting them grow weed, and it catches on in California. They start splicing, engineering all this weed, And now we have all the stuff that we have today that's majority controlled by these white people in California. And now they're sweeping in, letting it become legal again.
Right.
Which is why I boycotted weed a long time ago. But
a few things about that thing stuck out to me this morning, right?
Right.
All
right.
One, why can't white people just do drugs? Why can't you just take the plant out the grass, out the earth, and get high?
How can you patent something that's made by nature, though?
They'll find a way. I'm saying this thing
about, I mean, you can't patent things made by nature, but in order for them to be able to control it and be able to make capital off of it, you have to ban the natural substance, obsolete, and then re-engineer something and get patents on it so that you can make the money off of it.
I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about, the fact is, when black people get high, we get high off stuff that we get high off the plant. Weed, coke, I guess to a degree heroin. I'm going to say heroin.
You get high off of white women booty?
If that's your thing, Holiday. But
I'm married.
White people got to do it. White people, they make synthetic drugs. Drugs that actually fuck up your body real bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Second thing is...
But the most synthetic drug that they make right now, we smoke it. And it's the number one thing going in society right now.
True. But most importantly, my thing is, if you can get rid of weed, why are you burning it? That's kind of like, you just kind of like playing into their hands now. Like, that's all they wanted to do, burn all the weed, baby.
But that's just so they can get rid of it.
Man, listen, every pothead in a 100-mile radius is about to come over.
But yeah, that weed is no longer, it's extinct in America.
The Negro jazz musician weed.
Yeah, all that stuff is extinct in America. They you can get it from like Jamaica or something, but that's the weed they were smoking down in Florida. Rusty. That they used to have to add cocaine to in order to get the people to get the bumps off.
So that's why people kept saying that Jamaican weed ain't all that.
Yeah, Jamaican weed ain't all that. Huh. It's natural though. It's like real weed.
And that's why when you see Jamaicans, they don't be all messed up from the weed they
smoke. That's why people don't get addicted to it down there either.
Because there ain't no chemicals.
Because it's not real up here. You get addicted
I mean, they smoke it every day, so how do we know that? How do they know they're not addicted?
Because
they don't not smoke it.
I mean, they say they're not addicted.
Yeah, man. Okay. So addicted to my
But.
Me not bumble clock addicted.
Mm-hmm. Somebody go shoot you for saying like
that. Shut up, man.
But yeah. Now, who was we talking about to begin with?
Jason Mitchell.
Yeah, Jason Mitchell.
All right, close us out on Jason Mitchell.
The fuck, man? Like, bro, man, if the fish ain't biting, man, move on. You famous.
You would think. Like, I just don't understand in this climate that we're in right now how anyone could just fall into that trap. I don't get it. It's like when you come across a new crackhead.
Yeah.
Like, if this was the 90s, like, we didn't really know what crack could do at that point. But now we know exactly what crack does. So how do you try it that first time? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so it's the same thing with him. Listen, I don't get it.
For much as my parents whooped my ass as a kid, you know what was the one thing that kept me away from drugs? When I first heard that dudes was out there sucking dick for it, I said, I don't need to be in this world at all. All right, y'all do that over there.
Well, people suck dick for love. You ain't trying to get me in love.
For a lot less.
You ain't trying to be in love.
That's, you read my mind all the day. They do it for a lot less than a kid in a hit of crack.
Shit. But I have an uncle that was a crackhead. Is a crackhead. Yeah. So we used to go working in the chicken coops and shit, and then we'll leave the chicken coop. The guy give me, I'm like 12 years old. He'll give me like $20. He'll give my uncle $80. Yeah. And then like, yeah, thank you. You helped out, blah, 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 blah. And then we'll go, and we're supposed to be home. And my uncle be like, hey, could you drop us off at whoop de whoop? And then my uncle used to tell me to go sit in Hardee's. And he'll go around the corner. He'll go get his heart, and then he'll go into the Hardee's bathroom and smoke it up.
Damn.
And then I go use the bathroom or something. I was like, it smells like blue. And then I leave out of Hardee's. We'll walk. I think Hardee's to my home was like two miles.
Yeah.
We'll walk the 2 miles, get home. And then I went to use the bathroom one day, and I was like, it smells like blue. This nigga smoked crack. Crack smells like the color blue to me.
Okay. Describe the color blue.
I don't know. Smell crack. That's what it smells
no,
like.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. I'm good on that. So, but that's as close as I ever been to crack. But I always see my uncle. Like, my uncle, he'll smoke crack and one of his eyes to go cross-eyed, and he'll stay cross-eyed for like 4 hours. And that always scared me away from doing anything hard.
That reminds me of a joke, though, where he used to say about smelling blue.
Yeah.
This cokehead said, I don't like cocaine. I just like the way it smells.
Mm. But I'm like that with black and mild, so I definitely understand.
I don't like the black and mild smell.
Anyone of y'all got anything else?
No. I'm good. I'm good.
You sound like the wizard. Interesting
turn in this conversation.
Hey, lately we have been tangenting a whole lot.
Mr. Jason Mitchell to crack smelling like the color blue.
What the fuck? Color blue.
If you would like to follow anything we do, it's easy. Everything we're a part of is included on www.distractionnetwork.com. You can use that website to contact us or comment on any of our articles or podcasts that you see. For those on the move, you can download our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. If you like, if you like community, you can follow us on Facebook at DistractNet or follow our Twitter at Distract_Net. You can also follow me on Holiday. I'm fucking up bad tonight. You can also follow me at Holiday4000 on Twitter. What can I get at you? A man called Tez.
You can follow me on Twitter at A Man Called Tez. Any day of the week and twice on Sundays.
Hey, what's up? You can holler at your boy on Instagram, Dre's World, DrezWorld, Dre's World.
So what's the last thing you posted, A Man Called Tez? Oh, man, you're horrible. So I've been having fun with...
Wait, listen, shit don't be interesting to me sometimes, man. I'm sorry.
Man, fuck you. So I've been playing around with this podcast called Daily Zeitgeist. So they have this commercial that's funny as hell to me, and it's about The Economist magazine. And on The Economist magazine, they'd be like, they got you covered, China. And I always, every single morning, I find a reason to say that shit at them. So I'd be talking like real political stuff. Like, yeah. Something's going on with Trump's Secretary of State right now.
Yeah.
They're having some bickering and some arguments going on. And I was like, Trump out here arguing with his Secretary of State when he should be out here covering China. Like the Daily Zeitgeist. So I'm doing, that's the kind of fun I'm having on Twitter right now.
You know, my old man apparently tweets, which is funny to me. But he actually...
Your old man like your husband?
Like my father, bro.
Your father, okay then.
He actually tweets... What is going on? It's getting to the point I'm just starting to... Like you do, like just ignore it. But he almost exclusively tweets at Donald Trump. Like my father has like an ongoing beef with Donald Trump on Twitter.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
It's one-sided, right? Because Donald does not respond.
They blocked him a few times though.
Did they really?
But then they unblocked him again. Mm. He keeps going.
That's like unblock me, bro.
Wow.
I'm like, my father's a great man, apparently.
All right, guys, y'all. Take care. Be safe.
Peace.
Holla.
I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Years ago, they stopped making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's all right, because I'm on the grind.